Hi everyone, I'm Pat.
And I'm Laura.
Yesterday, our friend Jeffrey tried to introduce our friend Brian to the sport of volleyball. It didn't work out too well though. Brian nearly broke his nose.
Yeah, it wasn't his cup of tea, which means he didn't like it.
So today, Jeffrey will introduce Brian to something else. Maybe Brian will like it, but it might not be his cup of tea as well.
So what's your cup of tea, Pat? What do you like to do to relax?
I like to read a good book or just lie in the park in the sun listening to music. What about you?
That sounds nice. I love reading too, but I love chatting with my friends and sharing the good things I learned from the book I read. That's why I held a Reading is Fun Club every 2 weeks with my friends. 这是一个读书会。
Okay. Well, let's see what Jeffrey is going to show Brian in today's article.
Time to exercise.
All right. Maybe you just don't like ball sports.
I'd rather do something cool and relaxing.
Say no more. Have you heard of a longboard?
Longboard? No, but I've heard of a skateboard.
Oh yeah, it's similar but bigger. And you don't need to do any tricks.
So I just stand on it and go down the road? Just be cool?
Yeah, I guess so.You can just cruise along. What do you think?
Actually, that's perfect for me. I can't wait to feel the breeze in my hair as I roll along.
Cool.
Word power!
Rather, rather. Melanie would rather spend time with her dog than go shopping. Melanie would rather spend time with her dog than go shopping. Similar, similar. I can't tell Emily and Leslie apart since they have similar haircuts.I can't tell Emily and Leslie apart since they have similar haircuts. Road. Road. Dad likes to take a relaxing drive down country roads. Dad likes to take a relaxing drive down country roads. Perfect. Perfect.Nick found the perfect apartment for his family and quickly moved in. Nick found the perfect apartment for his family and quickly moved in.
So, if you remember yesterday, volleyball just didn't work for Brian. So Jeffrey puts the volleyball away and says, "All right,Maybe you just don't like ball sports.
Maybe. So Jeffrey 开始就说好吧那 Brian 可能你就是不喜欢球类运动吧。
Brian agrees. He says, I'd rather do something cool and relaxing. The word rather, R-A-T-H-E-R, rather, is used to indicate one's preference for a particular matter.It's to show that you like one thing or want one thing more than another.
Oh, I see. 所以这时候 Brian 怎么回呢？他说，哎，其实我宁可做比较酷和 relaxing, 就是比较放松的事情。Relaxing, 我们先来看一下哦，它就是表示令你感到非常放松，很轻松。像是 reading is relaxing. OK, 那当然如果你要用 relaxed, R-E-L-A-X-E-D,这个形容词则是表示我感到非常的放松，所以主词通常是人 ，I feel relaxed。那刚刚我们提到的 word power rather 是个副词，就是宁可、宁愿这样子的意思啦。
Here's an example sentence. Melanie would rather spend time with her dog than go shopping. Melanie would rather spend time with her dog than go shopping.
She could actually do both.、Mm. She could window shop and walk her dog. 所以 Melanie 她宁可花时间和狗狗一起也不要怎么样去逛街购物啦。
So Brian would rather do something that helps him relax, helps him take it easy. So Jeffrey says, say no more. That means Brian doesn't have to say anything else or explain any more. Jeffrey has the answer right now.
Oh, 所以这时候呢 say no more 就是说你不用再多说我懂我了我了我懂了这样子的意思啦。
Mm-hmm, say no more. But what's the answer?Jeffrey says, have you heard of a longboard? Now,、mm. what's a longboard?
Yeah.
Hmm, we'll let our two friends explain what that is in the article.
Okay, 接下来呢他就说了诶你有听过一种叫做 longboard 的东西吗其实我跟 Pat, 好像也不太清楚哦那所以我们来听一看课文是怎么解释了。
Mm. Brian hasn't heard of it. He says,Longboard? No. But I've heard of a skateboard.、
Mm.
A skateboard, S-K-A-T-E-B-O-A-R-D, skateboard, is a piece of wood on wheels. You use your feet to push it along, and then you can just roll along a road or down a hill. You can also do jumps and tricks on it, too.
Yeah, I've seen people do that on the street.
In Ximending.
Yeah, okay. 所以我们刚刚提到的 longboard 虽然还不知道是什么东西不过呢它长得有点像可能啦就是他们在猜说诶但是我听过 skateboard. Skateboard 大家应该都知道啦就是滑板咯。
Mm-hmm. So that's a skateboard, but what's a longboard?
Yeah.
Jeffrey says, oh yeah, it's similar, but bigger.And you don't need to do any tricks.
Cool.
So, now we know what a longboard is. Have you seen one of these before, Laura?
I don't think I have. I've just seen a skateboard. Okay. So, I actually Googled it to find out what it is in Chinese.
Why not?
So, longboard, 我还去网络上查了一下中文翻译就是雪地长板哦。那其实呢就像柯文提到它跟这个 skateboard, 滑板非常的类似但是它比较大。而且呢其实它不需要任何的一些窍门所以你其实不用学很多很难的招数。
Mm-hmm. So Jeffrey also used the word similar. It's S-I-M-I-L-A-R, similar. This means like someone or something, but not exactly the same.
刚刚他们有提到说 skateboard 还有 longboard, they are similar.、
Mm.
Similar 是个形容词表示类似的、啊、相仿的意思。比方说呢我可以说 You two look very similar to each other. Maybe、mm-hmm. they are twins.
Yeah.
所以有时候姐妹长得很像就可以这么说啦。Or sometimes you could talk about cats even.、
Mm-hmm.
For example, our cats are similar in color.
Yeah.、
Mm, 就是颜色非常的类似相近。
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So another example, we could say, I can't tell Emily and Leslie apart.Since they have similar haircuts.
Oh, right.
Look almost the same. Not quite, almost.
Yeah.
I can't tell Emily and Leslie apart since they have similar haircuts.
Right, and especially if you're looking from the back, too.、Mm. Okay, 无法辨识 Emily 和 Leslie 的不同因为他们有非常类似的 haircut, 就是发型。
Mm-hmm. Brian likes the sound of a longboard. He says, so...I just stand on it and go down the road? Just be cool? A road, R-O-A-D, road, is a hard surface built for vehicles like cars to travel on. You see roads through all the cities, and they also connect different cities.
Oh, okay, so road 呢就是道路的意思。
Mm-hmm. Let's use it in a sentence.Dad likes to take a relaxing drive down country roads. Dad likes to take a relaxing drive down country roads.
Okay, 意思就是呢，父亲喜欢这个很轻松的这个开车呢，开往这个乡村的小路。
A similar word to road is street, S-T-R-E-E-T, street. So road, street, they're similar. But streets are only in cities and towns. But roads can be in the cities and in the countryside.
Interesting. 虽然说很多路名啊街道都会用这个名字在接 road 或者 street 来表示什么路啊什么街、像是、Wall Street, you know, the name of it plus the word street, or Herping East Road, which is Herping 东路。可在一般的对话当中其实呢如果你要区分 road 和 street, 就像刚刚 Pat 解释 road 比较像是、可能是开车的时候你看到这个公路道路或者是在乡下的大的一点的道路。那如果形容在城市当中像是一般的房子旁边啊或是附近的街道或者是呢这个商店附近的这个像商店街啦娱乐街就比较会用 street 来表示 For example, there are a lot of nice restaurants on this street.
Yeah, or there are a lot of good shops on this street. Okay, it's probably, it's going to be in a town or a city.
Yes.
So you'll see other buildings. There are a lot of good shops on this street.
在这条街上有非常多的 shops, 商店。
So back to the article. Jeffrey tells Brian more about the longboard. He says, yeah, I guess so. You can just cruise along. What do you think?If you cruise, C-R-U-I-S-E, cruise, you go along quite fast, but at a speed you can control easily. It's a very comfortable speed.
Okay, so cruise 就是比较悠闲或是徘徊的这样速度行驶的意思。
So we could say the car cruised along the country road. The car cruised along the country road.
那台车悠闲然后是比较慢一点点速度行驶在空荡荡的道路上。
Brian thinks this is great. He says, actually, that's perfect for me. I can't wait to feel the breeze in my hair as I roll along. Here, the word breeze, B-R-E-E-Z-E, breeze, means a light wind that isn't very strong.
Breeze 就是微风的意思啊，所以这时候他就说，哇，听到这个呢，他说那再适合我也不过啦，我等不及 ，I can't wait， 要感受我一边这个溜这个 longboard 长板，然后一边感受哇发髻当中的微风。
So you could say the flags moved in the early morning breeze. The flags moved in the early morning breeze.
旗子在早晨的微风飘动着。
Brian also used the word.Perfect, P-E-R-F-E-C-T, perfect, which means exactly right for someone or something.
这里的 perfect 就是表示对什么来说是最适当的 perfect for somebody.
For example, Nick found the perfect apartment for his family and quickly moved in. Nick found the perfect apartment for his family and quickly moved in.
Nick 找了一间对他的家人最适合的公寓，并且很快的就搬进去哦。
It sounds as though Brian's found something he can really enjoy. Jeffrey is happy too, so he says cool, which means great.
Yeah, 很酷，很棒，英文当然就是 cool.
It's now time to end the article. So now we know what a longboard is.Does it sound like fun to you, Laura?
Yeah, it sounds fun, but hey, I don't think I can try it because I don't even know how to ride a bike. So I don't think I can balance on a longboard.
Yeah, me neither. Neither of us can ride bikes, okay? I did try skateboarding when I was younger, and it wasn't my cup of tea. So I don't think I'd be very interested in longboarding either.But maybe I should give it a try.
Maybe.
Can you imagine feeling the breeze in my hair? That's a lot of breeze.
Right. Hey, come to think of it, I do know how to roller skate, though. That was when I was around, like, 8 or something. Don't know if I can do it now.
Okay, that's the end of the article. We hope you've had fun learning about volleyball and longboarding. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello everyone, I'm Evita. 大家知道终点站吗？
哎呦，我说的不是亚曼达和贾斯汀主演的那部电影啦，我说的是捷运或公车到达的最后目的地的那个终点站。通常呢，我们搭车到最后一站时，车内就会广播终点站到了，感谢您的搭乘。那么英文就是 This is the terminal station. Thank you for your ride. This is the terminal station. Thank you for your ride. 那么 terminal 是形容词，表示终点的、末端的。还有一个单字 destination 也就是目的地、终点的意思。另外再补充一个片语 bound for 是前往的意思。我们在捷运上一定会看到本车开往淡水，所以英文就可以说 This train is bound for 淡水。 This train is bound for 淡水。那再回到刚刚的句子，终点站 terminal station 的车站我们会用 station。但是同学们，你们一定也知道 stop 是车站的意思，但是两个字的概念可是不一样的哦。 station 车站是会是一栋建筑物，会是车站有城市与城市之间让乘客上下车的地方，而 stop 则是停车站、停靠站的这样一个概念。好啦，时间又到了，我们下次见咯，拜拜。
Joseph， 我跟你说 ，Ellen is so cheap。
啊？你是说它很便宜吗？
嗯，好贵哦。
Joseph， 你来的刚好。Cool food。Give me。
不行，这是还 Ellen 的。
Ellen 的。
对啊，你自己去买。
Cheap。
哼。哎，这个好贵，花了好几百块。They are not cheap。OK， 你自己去买啦，等一下买完再来找我们好不好？ Oh, 我们去看电视了。
好，我就知道 Joseph 刚刚听不懂我说的 cheap 是什么意思，因为一般人呢听到 cheap 就很容易想到啊，它是便宜的意思，相反词为 expensive。For example, I bought a cheap bag at the night market. It only cost $100 NT.不过注意哦，有时候呢，我们要看上下文来判断，它可能是指品质恶劣、廉价的意思哦。像是 cheap jewelry 就是廉价的珠宝 ，cheap clothes 就是廉价的衣服，还有 cheap wine 就是便宜廉价的酒等等。所以呢，其实我刚刚说的 cheap， 哎，你们猜到了吗？其实是用来形容对方好小气、好吝啬的意思哦。那因此呢，我们常常会用 cheapskate。它的拼法是 cheapskate 来形容对方是个小气鬼哦。For example, my brother Alan is such a cheapskate. He never buys me any gifts.
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
Cheap 虽然一般是指这个价钱便宜的意思，不过呢，它可能也是指东西品质不好、廉价的意思。口语上，它竟然还有小气的意思哦。
Time to exercise.
All right. Maybe you just don't like ball sports.
I'd rather do something cool and relaxing.
Say no more. Have you heard of a longboard?
Longboard? No, but I've heard of a skateboard.
Oh, yeah.It's similar, but bigger. And you don't need to do any tricks.
So I just stand on it and go down the road? Just be cool?
Yeah, I guess so. You can just cruise along. What do you think?
Actually, that's perfect for me. I can't wait to feel the breeze in my hair as I roll along.
Cool.
Rather. Melanie would rather spend time with her dog than go shopping. Melanie would rather spend time with her dog than go shopping. Similar. I can't tell Emily and Leslie apart since they have similar haircuts. I can't tell Emily and Leslie apart since they have similar haircuts. Road. Road. Dad likes to take a relaxing drive down country roads. Dad likes to take a relaxing drive down country roads. Perfect. Perfect. Nick found the perfect apartment for his family and quickly moved in. Nick found the perfect apartment for his family and quickly moved in.